My name is Sean Collins. I am your current Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors president. I come to you today in behalf of the officers and the board of directors representing you. I hope that this broadcast finds everyone doing well. You've had an excellent summer. Business has been good. I had good time with the family. Now things are starting to wind down from the summer activities. It's time to refocus and put our minds together for the advancement of the profession of land surveyors. I would like to start off with reading the OSLS mission statement from our website. It states, "Recognizing that the true merit of a profession is determined by the value of its service to the society, the Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors does hereby dedicate itself to the promotion and the protection of the profession of land surveyors as a social and economic influence vital to the welfare of its society, community, and state." With that statement being said, I ask you, have you done all that you can do for your profession, for your society, and for your community and state? We, as individuals, represent the Society of Land Surveyors in every activity that we do. I hope that you and your staff are encouraging others to promote the welfare and the advancement of land surveying across the state of Oklahoma. As most of you are well aware, we have formed a joint task force with the State Licensure Board representing the Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors and also the State Licensure Board. I am currently the chair of that board. We, as a committee, have come to the conclusion to advance the profession of land surveyors within this Oklahoma, we need to promote education at its inception for those coming out of high school. Our first goal is to target the schools, the counselors, and the high school students coming out of high school and to get them encouraged to look into the profession of surveying. This campaign will be starting soon. We look forward to releasing the information to you guys via our website, and we hope that you look at that information in the new brochures that will be coming out soon. I would like to also ask all of you to become more of the community of the online community of the OSLS. If you go to our website, we have all kinds of different features on our website promoting the advancement of land surveying. We have the Constitution and Bylaws, the list of board and directors. If you've ever wondered what district you live in, go to your OSLS pull-down tab, go to OSLS district map, and find your county. Also, past presidents are listed, the Surveyor's Creed, and when we have surveyors who have passed away, we go and list them in our memory location. You have your membership login, joining the OSLS, legislative updates, career center. You can go back online and look at the Sooner Surveyor back editions and current editions. The Board of Directors Minutes has been a new feature recently published so that you as a member can stay informed on what your Board of Directors, your officers are doing for you. Also, the Surveyor's Blog, please go to that. That has at times been very hot and heavy, and sometimes it lays stagnant for a long time. And of course, the OSLS podcast. You can go on over to the next tab with the calendar of events, resources. Right here is where you can get anything that you need to know about our rules and regulations, order your corner records online, statutory right-of-way maps, the new FEMA elevation certifications, PDFs of the 2016 ALTA standards, your one call for OKI certification, your certified federal land surveyor website you can go to, and other links. The education link goes into all of our PDH letters, scholarships, geocaching, the CST program, a career in surveying, the initial point, our history in Oklahoma, and then our forum. Not too many people take advantage of our forum. We hope that you would soon look into that, open for discussion of any type. You can publish anything. Look forward to people responding. Everything from feedback, suggestions, news announcements, geocaching, random points. The list goes on. Also, find a surveyor. Surveying News over in the lower right-hand corner publishes different events, such as on 6/13 of 2016, we published 2017 nominations being sought. That's to fill the offices coming up for the next election at the convention. Also, the standards flood hazard determination form on 5/18. The calendar of events. This coming Friday on 8/19/2016, the future of surveying unmanned aerial vehicles. This class will be at Oklahoma City at the OSU campus. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody that I haven't got to see since March, making new friends, revisiting some old acquaintances, and maybe taking care of a little bit of business with the officers and board of directors that attend. Listen, this is your society. We ask that you guys take part, have a lot of input. Right now, we're taking suggestions for our 2017 convention. A lot of different things have come up in topic, random calls made throughout the state. See what we can do to improve your convention and have a good time with the friendship, the camaraderie, and most of all, the education. In fact, that is the main purpose of our annual convention, is the education portion. So we look forward to seeing everybody there. Again, become an active part of the OSLS online community. As of June business meeting for the board of directors, I was appointed as the new NSPS state director, replacing Wade Bennett. He was our past NSPS director. Wade and those before him have laid a good foundation for me to work from. I look forward to representing you in that capacity on a national level and hope to become a very vital part of the National Society of Professional Land Surveyors. In fact, I've had my first teleconference meeting last week. In that teleconference meeting, they requested to establishment of a subcommittee for retention. The number one purpose of this committee to develop methods of membership retention and present to the board of directors for implementation. So I volunteered to be the chair of that committee. If there's anybody out there that has any ideas or wants to sit on that committee, please let me know. Just give me a holler via email or phone at work or something like that. I would be more than happy to have you guys sit on that committee with me. You don't have to be on the board with the NSPS. It can be anybody can sit on that committee that wants to. So I invite all. This right here is what your money is getting you from the NSPS side of it. NSPS is doing a lot of work. We have the fall convention is coming up in September in Arizona. I will be attending that, representing the state of Oklahoma and you as individuals. If there's anything that comes to mind that you want me to take forward to the NSPS convention, now's the time to let me know. Be more than happy to talk to the other states, the other directors, find out what's going on, how certain things affect them, and how they affect you. It's obviously a privilege to sit on these committees and be chairs, be your president. Looking forward to making a lot of good headway this year. I know I have a couple of different things on the table to hopefully get cleaned up this year. I would like to revise or amend our constitution and our bylaws. I feel, and I know past presidents have felt in the past, that the limits of the term for 1 year as a president does not allow you to get much accomplished. I look to try to maybe make a revision on that, turn that into a two-year office. Also, since we now are members of the NSPS as a whole, I feel that the NSPS officer should have, or that director should have, the right to vote on the board for Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors. If that person can go represent us on a national level and have a vote nationally, that person should also be able to have a voice at our table. So that's one of the additional revisions I'd like to make to the bylaws to allow the NSPS director to actually have a vote on our board of directors. You know, as summer starts to wind down, we're getting back into the routine. Vacations are winding down. Everybody's business is hopefully thriving and staying strong. Let's remember, reach out to your directors. Your directors are there for you as individuals, you as a group within that district. Please let them know what's going on. Let them know what you're thinking. I've advised the directors to start ramping up the activities for the fall, and let's have some good interchange of conversation, sit down and discuss the things and the wants and the needs of your particular district, and look forward to the feedback on that. Also, if there's any volunteers that would like to sit on the committee for the banquet or any other committee dealing with the convention, please let me know or call Burke and let him know. Listen, this is your convention. We're looking for speakers, guys that have good thoughts about speakers. If you've been somewhere else and you've heard a good speaker and you would recommend them for our convention, please let us know. I've gone to several different conventions around the areas. Had a good time meeting people. This is the opportunity to go out and find the speakers that do these circuits. If you've heard somebody that you just really thought put on a good keynote address or good activities that you really thought would be good taught in Oklahoma, then let Burke know. We can reach out. And if maybe not for this convention, maybe in a convention in the future. We need to start making the opportunity to make our convention better each and every year. So if you as individuals have thoughts, plans, or ideas, bring them to people. Maybe you don't want to serve as far as a director or an officer in that capacity, but you can help out all that you want by simply volunteering your services, making recommendations, reaching out to your officers and directors. Listen, the society is only as strong as its members and its leaders. So please, I ask all the directors, the officers to lead by example, and you as members to get involved as much as you can. I would like to close out by going to our OSLS community webpage, going into our mission. Let's see, I've already read the mission statement. I want to go to the Surveyor's Creed. Those of you who never get on our website, it's right there for everyone to read. I'd like to read it to you. As a professional surveyor, I dedicate my professional knowledge and skills to the advancement and the betterment of human welfare. I pledge to give the utmost of performance, to participate in none but honest enterprise, to live and work according to the laws of humankind and the highest standards of professional conduct, to place service before profit, honor and standing of the profession before personal advantage, and the public welfare above all other considerations. In humility and with need for divine guidance, I make this pledge. A professional surveyor should refrain from conduct that is detrimental to the public. A professional surveyor should abide by the rules and regulations pertaining to the practice of surveying within the licensing jurisdiction. A professional surveyor should accept assignments only in one's area of professional competence and expertise. A professional surveyor should develop and communicate a professional analysis and opinion without bias or personal interest. A professional surveyor should maintain the confidentiality nature of the surveyor's client relationship. A professional surveyor should use care to avoid advertising or soliciting that is misleading or otherwise contrary to the public interest. A professional surveyor should maintain professional integrity when dealing with members of other professions. In conclusion, I would like for all of you to go to the online community and read the Surveyor's Creed. Listen to the mission statement. Be an active part of your society. I look forward to seeing everybody at this Friday's workshop. I look forward to seeing you at your district meetings. And again, call and volunteer your services. Look into the 2017 nominations that we're seeking for new officers, new district representatives. And remember, be all that you can be and be the surveyor of the future. Look to the past for guidance, but again, forge ahead for your society. Thank you. Again, Sean Collins, your president, out.